M-A
I
M-E-N-U
Main menu.
Main menu.
Main menu.
Main menu. Main menu.
A very warm welcome to ACB Radio Mainstream's regular look at technology from a blindness perspective. This is Main Menu. Coming up on Main Menu this week.
Just like to announce to everybody, in fact exclusively to ACB Radio, that we're actually releasing the product on Thursday. That's this Thursday coming.
Dolphin announced the launch of Pocket HAL. This week, we're joined by our friends from Dolphin. No stranger to Main Menu is Steve Bennett, the European Sales Director. Welcome back to Main Menu, Steve.
Thank you very much. It's a great pleasure to be back. Hello to everybody.
And joining us for the first time, Steve's colleague from the US, Zuhair Mahd. I hope I've pronounced your name correctly, Zuhair. Very warm welcome to Main Menu. And perhaps we'll start with you, Zuhair, and you can tell us a little bit about yourself and your background and your role within Dolphin.
Sure. Well, thank you very much, Dave, and a warm greeting to everyone that's listening now. I have been in the adaptive technology field for the last 12 to 13 years. Thinking about it, I can't really believe that I'm that old, but, you know, reality hits hard when it does. But I have played various roles with various organizations, working as a consultant for a long period of time on adaptive technology with training and evaluation. Worked for IBM for a couple of years and have gathered experience. I really actually had to maintain experience with old screen readers and on an expert level, as well as various types of adaptive technology that are out there in order to be able to provide the best possible service or job that I do. I knew Dolphin as of 5 years ago. We worked together jointly on developing an Arabic version of Supernova, which is now shipping and is being sold in the Middle East. And presently, I am involved with sales and marketing in the United States with Dolphin Computer Access.
Excellent. And am I right in thinking, Zuhair, you yourself are blind or visually impaired?
You're absolutely right. Yes, I am totally blind, and I was born totally blind.
Okie doke. We'll come on and talk about Pocket HAL in just a second. Now, Steve, last time you were on the Main Menu, we talked about the Dolphin Pen. Can you tell us how that's going? But I know since Dolphin made their announcement about the Dolphin Pen, that some of your competitors have now come along with similar products as we forecast last time you were on the program.
Yes, I think that is the case, actually. I think they differ from the solution that we provided. With our pen, you can use it for an unlimited amount of time on any PC that you've installed the interceptor on. So I think that's where we differ a little bit. All the settings, of course, are saved back to the pen as well, which makes it extremely flexible when you go to a new PC that you don't have to spend time setting it up again. So it's an unlimited period that it actually runs for. It's going really well. Excellent response, particularly from the United States, where many people sort of clicked onto it and very, very pleased with the sales and the response we're getting back from people who are using it. It's really rewarding.
Okay, Steve. So last time you were on the program, you hinted at the development of a pocket version of HAL. Do you want to just tell us a little bit more about that? And I understand you guys have got an announcement this week.
Yeah, I have. Just like to announce everybody, in fact exclusively to ACB Radio, that we're actually releasing the product on Thursday. That's this Thursday coming. Pocket HAL is designed to work on PDAs that are running second edition of 2003 mobile. It's designed so that people can really go into shop and buy, as long as they're on our compatibility list, they can buy the PDA of their choice, or alternatively they can buy a PDA from a Dolphin dealer and have the software actually configured. It's independent. You can use the PDA buttons on the front of the device to get output, or you can actually via Bluetooth connect a PC, a keyboard, sorry, up to the device and use it as an input and output device.
Okay, let's talk a little bit about PDAs then, because there are products out there that, that do make PDAs accessible, but typically in the blindness community, I think it's fair to say that our access to PDAs has been largely restricted to bespoke solutions from the likes of HumanWare and Freedom Scientific. So essentially what you're saying is that this is a screen reader that will run on a mainstream PDA. Now, a PDA, a portable digital assistant, it's a device smaller than a laptop. What would be somebody's purpose? Why would somebody want to have a PDA? Obviously, many of us have laptops, many of us have smartphones, and I guess a PDA falls somewhere in between. What are the main functions of a PDA? Why would somebody be on the lookout for one, Steve?
They're really clever devices. They are comparatively lightweight. They're used in the mainstream. So what you're finding is that they're mainstream prices. So a really good PDA would be something less than $600. They're carrying lots of Microsoft software that people will be familiar with, so a stripped-down version of Word and the same in Excel. You can use your calendar, messaging, email. All of this via ActiveSync synchronizes with PC. They're carrying a large laptop or...
Okay, you're breaking up just a little bit there, Steve. So just to summarize, the thing that makes a PDA, or the things that make a PDA desirable, are the ability to run versions of mainstream applications at mainstream prices, and that obviously when you get home, you can sync that information back with your desktop or other compatible devices. As you're breaking up there, Steve, I'll just turn to Zuhair and hope that that your line clears up. So, Zuhair, I understand that you've been tinkering with Pocket HAL, and Dolphin recommend a specific PDA. Steve talked about a compatibility list. What proportion of PDAs are compatible with Pocket HAL?
Dave, there are many PDAs that are compatible with Pocket HAL. The list, ever since I started seeing it a while ago, has gotten larger and larger as newer PDAs are being tested. And I think that's really what sets this product apart, it being a platform independent, or a device independent, hardware independent mostly, product. So I really don't have a full number in my head of how many exactly are compatible, but it is a fairly large number. Like in front of me now, I'm having an iMate Jam, which is what I'm using, and I know that I have colleagues that are using Fujitsu's and colleagues that are using the various iPacks at Dolphin. So there's a big variety of hardware devices that it's compatible with.
Would it be accurate to say that Pocket HAL is going to work on most PDAs or some PDAs or about half of PDAs that are out there?
Probably a little bit less than half. There are some issues that we need to overcome with some of the manufacturers, in particular Dell. But if you're looking for a range, the Fujitsu Siemens range, 720, 710, 420, either of those. Perhaps IPAC, 6515, 6510, 2750, 2410, and there's some others. Then what they are is most of the popular range of PDAs that people can buy, to be honest, David.
Okay, and when people are shopping for a PDA, should they check your compatibility list, or are there certain criteria that perhaps they might want to mentally, you know, tick off? They need a PDA running X, Y, and Z software, or they need a PDA that is such and such compliant. Is there a general rule of thumb, or is it really pretty much on a case-by-case basis that you have to determine whether or not Pocket HAL is going to work?
Yes, okay. That's a really good question. I'm glad you've asked that. The ones that we've actually tested do work particularly well. What we found is that a couple of the PDA manufacturers have got something in their firmware that actually prevents us working at this stage. I would point people very much towards the Dolphin website to having a look at the compatibility list before they make a purchase. We guarantee that it's going to work with the ones on that list. And what you'll find is there is actually a list which we know it doesn't work. Anything not listed is untested at this stage. We will be adding to the list later with more compatible items, but at the moment you've got about 10 PDAs that you can pick from. In that 10, you'll find there's a whole range. So all have Bluetooth, but some have cameras, some have Wi-Fi, lots and lots of different options. So there's a range from about $250 up to about $600, so people can pick what suits them best.
I want to come on to talk about what it is that Pocket HAL actually does. Presumably, it operates in a similar way to the its big brother Windows equivalent for the desktop. But just as focusing on the interface, it's my understanding that some PDAs on the market have a touch screen. Now that doesn't inspire me. So how's someone going to go about using a PDA that has a touch screen?
Right, so what we've done there is the user has the option to leave the screen actually running, or they can actually turn it off. So one of the options in Pocket HAL is to completely disable the screen and turn the backlight on if they wish to. The alternative is you can leave it on. You have to keep your fingers off the screen if at all possible, but what it does do is means you can work with sighted colleagues who can actually use the PDA as well. So we've given people the flexibility there.
Presumably if you turn the screen off, then that's going to increase your battery life, presumably.
It does, yeah. It's quite strange. The normal PDA battery life on the Fujitsu one, which I have, is about 6 hours of running. If you turn the battery off, you're extending that by at least 2 hours. I have to say, the thing that seems to take the battery the most is Wi-Fi, actually.
Okay.
That shortens it down quite a bit.
Okay. Some of these devices do have keys on the front, so
yes.
Presumably they'll work.
Yes, so normally those would be reserved for sighted users to actually press to get into Calendar, perhaps Outlook or Tasks quickly. What we've done is taken those keys and we've made them Shift, Control, Tab and Back. So people can use those keys singly or in a combination to move around the screen in a similar manner to what they would in Windows.
Okay, and then you mentioned a Bluetooth keyboard. This would be a separate peripheral device that one would purchase and then pair with the PDA, and then of course that would give you more comprehensive keyboard control of the device.
It does indeed. What the user needs to do there is you can choose from about a range of three keyboards. I like the iPack keyboard from HP. Nice big keys and it's easy to open out. This particular keyboard, I just press the configuration button, even for the first time on my PDA. HAL sees the keyboard, it loads in the code, and then it automatically configures to that keyboard and the user can get started within a matter of seconds. There's no need to configure it manually. It's all done by HAL.
Okay, and keyboard compatibility, presumably that's dependent on the PDA, not the screen reader.
No, you'll find when you actually load, if I take you back a little bit there, if I may, what you actually do is take your CD and put it into your PC, and then from the PC you select the keyboard driver you want, the synthesizer that you've chosen from what we've given you, you check the Braille display that you want, and then you load all of those drivers actually onto your PDA.
Ah, okay. And in terms of the, you mentioned three keyboards. I don't want to put you on the spot, but the other two is a ThinkOutside keyboard. I know that's one that's quite popular with people with smartphones, the ThinkOutside Bluetooth keyboard. Not sure if that's one you're familiar with.
Yeah, I've got a list here. I've got the Freedom Bluetooth Foldable. I've got the HP Bluetooth Foldable keyboard, the one I'm using. HP Plug-in, which goes in the bottom. Optilex EasyLink, which works very well. That's a Braille keyboard. And what else? You can use the Brailleino, which is a Bluetooth device as well. Yeah, I think that's it, I'm afraid.
Okay, so I mean, so there's certainly a few options there, and again, presumably that list will increase over time. Let's turn back to Zuhair then. So we've got our PDA, we've got our Bluetooth keyboard, and it's all come, it's all shiny and new, comes out of the box. And what happens then, Zuhair? How does one get Pocket HAL onto the PDA? Talk us through what needs to happen to get that puppy talking.
Right. So you got your boxes, you got your toys, you take them out. Now, the first thing, obviously, in order for you to be able to do anything on the PDA with the computer, is you have to install ActiveSync. And that typically comes with your PDA, but if you don't have it on your PDA then software, then or if you'd like to download a later version, then it's always available as a download, a free download from the Microsoft website. Once you got that going and you've managed to establish a partnership or a connection between your PDA and between the computer...
Can I just stop you there, Zuhair?
Sure.
You said make a partnership with the PDA. Now, does that require the user to do anything at the PDA end? And would one need sighted assistance with that?
That's a good question. I'm glad you asked. One of the things with PDAs is that you have to get the PDA calibrated first, upon first use. And in order to be able to accomplish that, and the process of calibration really sounds sophisticated, but all it is it's just a moving target on the screen that somebody has to tap with a pen, and that tells the PDA where the hot spots are on the screen, presumably. And so that will require sighted assistance. And I liken it to the earlier days, and in fact, even now, where, you know, needing to install Windows on a PC still requires sighted assistance, because when you're booting up, you have no speech. Once you've gone past that point, however, once you've gotten your PDA calibrated, then you could even get away with, I've been able to get away with establishing a guest partnership. So you don't even have to establish anything without the PDA talking and be able to proceed with the installation.
Initial assistance is required, and can Dolphin help with that?
Well, you can if you've purchased the PDA compatible from one of our dealers. That's all done. So it'll be loaded on PDA. Calibration will have been done. When you install your PC and then just back up the PDA, that calibration information is sent back to the PC.
Okay, Steve, well, you're breaking up again quite substantially, but what I gathered from what we heard was that essentially if you get the PDA from Dolphin, then absolutely Dolphin can provide some support with that. Am I understanding that right?
Yes, correct. Yes, indeed.
Okay.
If you get the PDA purchased from Dolphin or from a dealer, then it could easily be that the software and the screen reader would have been installed by the dealer or by Dolphin. And so basically you get a talking toy. And that is well within the range of possibilities. But, you know, if somebody wants to be a trooper, as we say here in the States, and wants to, you know, get everything assembled on their own and do it on their own, then they will require a PC, obviously, and they will require a little bit of PC knowledge to be able to navigate around through installing and configuring ActiveSync and through installing and configuring the software. But the option to buy the software pre-installed, I'm sure, will be offered by dealers around the world for Dolphin.
I'm Dave Williams. You're listening to ACB Radio's Main Menu. We're in conversation with Steve Bennett and Zuhair Mad of Dolphin. And this week, Dolphin are announcing the launch of Pocket HAL, a fully fledged screen reader for PDAs. So, Zuhair, we've managed to establish that partnership, and you would run the installation from the PC if you were, as you put it, being a trooper. As Steve described earlier on, you would presumably select your synthesizer and various configuration options during the install. Will that install process feel fairly familiar for people who've installed screen reading software previously?
Absolutely. In fact, if anything surprised me when I first saw it, while it was being developed, is how easy it was. You can, once you've got the installer up and running, the CE installer, it will handle all the data communication between the PC and the PDA. It will install the right components, configure the PDA, and it's an an interactive process, very similar to any installation process that you've gone through. And at the end, it reboots your PDA for you, and once it comes back up and running and you hear speech, then if you have a Bluetooth keyboard, all you would need to do is press the configuration button or the discoverable button to make the keyboard discoverable, and then the PDA and the keyboard will hitch together and you'll be good to go.
And once you are good to go, what are people likely to hear? For those that have not used a PDA, typically, when you switch the PDA on, do you come to something like a desktop environment, or are you on a list of applications? Tell us a little bit about the interface and what is similar and what is different compared with the familiar desktop Windows environment.
Right. It's a brave new world. But it's not that bad. When you first start the PDA, then the first thing you get to is the Today screen.
No upcoming appointment. No upcoming appointment. Monday, November 14, 2005. End of line not selected. Monday, November 14.
Okay.
Monday, comma, November 14.
So what you get to, I just wanted to play the speech just so that you can sort of get a sample.
That speech there, of course, is Orpheus, which is Dolphin's own synthesizer.
Correct. So what you get is the Today screen. And basically the Today screen is configurable, but the default shows you the tasks that you have upcoming, if you have any. Otherwise, you'll hear no upcoming tasks. The calendar entries, if you have any, that are upcoming. And also emails, if you have any emails. The idea is, I guess, that since this is designed mainly to be for you to be mobile and check email and know what you're doing, that will show you the calendar, and we being Microsoft, obviously, not Dolphin, but, you know, they'll show you the stuff that you need to know right away.
In many ways, it's like the Outlook Today screen for those people that have used that part of Microsoft Outlook.
Same idea. There is a Start button, however, and that Start button will bring up an XP style, at least from the point of view of the screen reader user, an XP style Start menu. Basically, you navigate up and down. Your obvious choices from the bottom up are Help, Settings, and there is a choice for all programs. And it's just like Windows XP gets you into the programs. The old programs gets you into all the installed programs on the device. And then Settings gets you into a sort of like a control panel style window that allows you to change various configurations of your PDA device. So once you've gotten used to the peculiarities, so to speak, of the device, then basically if you've used Windows before and if you've used the PC before, it really will be a walk in the park for you. Because from a navigation point of view, when you're tabbing and shift tabbing, when you navigate dialog boxes, a lot of it will feel the same. Now, there are some very obvious differences that the user will encounter. First, for example, we're used to, in every PC dialog box, we're used to an OK button and a cancel button. Obviously, OK will execute your changes and close the dialog box. Cancel will close it without doing so. But with the PDA, the cancel button is almost always present, but there is no OK button. It's a little symbol that the user has to tap on. And what that does is it closes the dialog box and saves the changes. So what we have done with the Pocket HAL is we've actually put, there are two ways you could go about it. We have a shortcut key that you press, which is depending on the keyboard layout. But the keyboard layout I use is FN Enter, and that simulates the OK button for you. Or you could use one of the pre-configured application keys, which once again would depend on your hardware, to simulate that. So that would be an obvious difference that the user will see in the interface. Subtle, minor, once you get to know it, it's easily behind you, but if you didn't know it, it'll baffle you for a little while. If I may say that the other peculiarity you will see is that with the Pocket PC platform is, it wasn't intended to be used with a keyboard. It wasn't intended to be used from the keyboard. It was intended to be used from a touch screen. So the challenge for Dolphin was pretty hard to get things working, and I'm amazed at how well some of these issues have been sorted. For example, when you press the Alt key on the PC, you're used to getting to the menu bar. Well, you can press Alt until you're blue in the face on a Pocket platform, and you won't get to the menu bar. So what happens is when you press the Alt key, the virtual focus, which is the Dolphin navigation cursor, is activated and it's put on the menu bar for you, giving you the same feel as if you've pressed the Alt key on a PC. And then you can navigate the menu. The minute you activate an option, you return back to the live focus and you're able to go up and down and navigate the menu. So there is a great deal of closeness to, it resembles the PC interface quite a bit, but there are some subtle differences which one, would want to be aware of. But once they get past those, it's a lot of fun. I mean, it's nothing more fun than installing Audible software on it or installing Skype or MSN Messenger and just playing away. Because you could connect the PDA to the internet through your PC. And so you could actually, you don't even have to pay extra, and you could get the internet mobile in your home. It's just, it opens up a whole world of possibilities.
Okay, so let's talk about the range of applications then, because presumably, like a Windows screen reader, there will be some applications which are going to be more compatible than others. There's been a lot of work done in the Windows environment with Internet Explorer to load the page into a virtual buffer and to provide quick keys for navigation and that sort of thing. And we've seen work in the Microsoft Office applications. What are some of the applications that that Dolphin have been working on to make sure that that they are very strong in terms of the way they work with Pocket HAL?
One of the interesting things about the product is that it is it has the facilities that the desktop product gives you to customize applications. So you have full access to the map file writing capabilities that you get on the PC. For those of you that are familiar with map file writing, it's our version of being able to customize a program. It's pretty intuitive, yet very powerful. And you have access to those tools more or less in the PC, on the Pocket platform. That opens up the possibility for you of being able to customize an endless number of applications to work reasonably well, under Pocket HAL. Now, just as is the case with Windows PC, with Windows products, as we have seen, there are always going to be applications that are written in such a way that it's just not going to be made accessible. And also there are certain limitations that exist in the PC, in the Pocket environment that don't exist in the PC. But the fascinating thing is you can, as a user, take an application that you haven't had before and nobody has tested before, put it on and play with it. You might get some access. You might get absolutely no access. You might get some access, but with a little bit of work with map file writing, you might be able to make it fully accessible and give the map file away and make it accessible to, loads of people. So, I mean, that's the beauty of having a screen reader, a proper screen reader, where you can actually really do all the things that you've been able to do on the Windows platform, or many of them, I should say, and not have a limitation of some sort. But, Steve, I will leave it to you for the applications that you've tested on the platform and that you know work.
I think Zuhair has just made an excellent point in that what you're saying, Zuhair, is that Dolphin's experience at writing screen readers for, 15, 17 years or whatever it may be, comes into play. This isn't, I believe there is another competitor product out there that started life as a solution for smart mobile phones, and now has sort of branched out into the PDA arena. And I guess what Zuhair is saying that, Dolphin's experience in having a fully fledged screen reader that allows a user to customize the way in which it interacts with applications is obviously brought to bear here. So, Steve, just before you run us through which applications Dolphin have been working on that issue of map files, it's my understanding that in the desktop environment there's a standard and a professional version of the Dolphin software, the professional version having the capability to develop map files, and the standard version obviously being able to read map files but not the ability to develop them. So is that the same in the Pocket environment, or is there a different approach here?
There's a different approach. It's one product. It's the professional version we sell.
Okay, so only the professional version is available for Pocket PC.
Yes, indeed.
Okay, so let's look at these applications, and clearly the leaders in terms of the Windows screen readers have been the area that's achieved the most focus have been the Microsoft Office applications and Internet Explorer. Barely does a screen reader release go by when we don't hear something about at least one of those applications. So which applications in the Pocket PC environment is Pocket HAL particularly suited to work well with?
What you're going to find is going to work with nearly all of the applications on the PDA. What we've done in the development here is we've actually ported the Windows version. We've not created a totally new version. It's actually a ported. The important thing there is, as the Windows platform is changed, so will the PDA one, and vice versa. The version numbers will always be up to date with each other. So things that you're looking on, perhaps on the PDA, is the calculator, calendar, file explorer, Internet Explorer, messaging, which everybody is email, MSN Messenger, Pocket Excel, Pocket Word. We've got quite a few keys in Word. Windows Media Player 9 and Windows Media Player 10. All of the settings you can get into of the PDA. It's hard to find something that it's not actually working with that comes as standard on the PDA at the moment.
Excellent. Oh, there's certainly plenty to go out of there. I guess people can hope for things like support for Skype and the like in the future.
Yes, I think that's a really important point. Skype is an obvious thing for the PDA. If you have Wi-Fi in the PDA, you could effectively walk around at home or around the office and have another mobile telephone if we could get Pocket Skype to work in. And we are working with the good people at Skype at the moment to see if we can get that sorted.
Excellent. Oh, well, the very best of luck with that. Now, Internet Explorer, clearly a popular application. Now, presumably, again, it's the same deal as with the PC. When you go into Internet Explorer, you're going to wind up in the Dolphin virtual focus, and then you're able to navigate the web page in the same way that you would on the PC, either, you know, by line, word, heading, whatever it may be.
What we tried to do is actually format it into the width of the PDA, the page itself, and in doing that you can actually run down the page rather than moving across unseen text. So it's a difficult platform, I would say, for a sighted user actually to work with IE, and that is emphasized, I think, with a screen reader. So I would say, in general, if you're looking at Pocket sort of Internet Explorer, it's better to see if you can work from the PC itself, although it is accessible from the Pocket device.
Right. Is the page sort of decolumnized so that you can kind of arrow down a line at a time and that sort of thing?
Yes, indeed. Yeah, thanks for that. It is. So you are actually moving down a line at a time, and what you have to do is when you come to the bottom of the page, you're moving down another page, and then you can move down that page, in fact. There are very few web pages that we find that actually work or display well actually on a PDA. I can think of one in the UK which is specifically written to go on there. So it's a difficult platform for IE, to be honest. We're waiting for Microsoft to do some more work there. It does work. I'm just a little bit worried that people will try and do it from the PDA. They'll find the experience a lot easier from their desktop.
Clearly, the other sort of popular application there is email and Outlook. So, again, does it taste and feel like desktop Outlook, or what are the
differences? I've got a PDA on here. Shall I go into it?
Yeah, definitely, please.
Okay. I've got a different synthesizer. It's the Acapello synthesizer, which would be the alternative to Orpheus, which it comes with. So I'm just going to move down the Today screen.
Okay, it's a little bit distant. I don't know if you can bring it into the mic a little bit more.
I just pressed left control there. So what I've done now is I've actually gone into the inbox and have a list of emails, and I can go down those. It'll tell me whether they're opened, whether they've been unopened, whether there's an attachment to them. I go down my emails, and then I actually enter into the point where I want to go. So I'm just going to go scoop down a couple till I find one. So I'll just cursor down. Okay, just pop in. This is from a colleague in Portugal. Into we go.
Virtual focus, dear partner. Read only edit area.
Okay, and now I'm actually into the edit area. I can set the screen reader to doc read, or I can cursor down one line at a time there.
Okay. It's probably the Skype codec that's introducing. We're hearing some digital artifacts when we're hearing the speech, so it's probably not lending itself particularly well to this environment, so people should probably try and get their hands on one to hear that. There we are. So they're the two sort of software speech options then, Steve. A cappella and Orpheus. Can people use Eloquence? Because clearly Eloquence is very popular, particularly in the US.
With the software at the moment, there's a driver for DeckTalk, which I think is the phonics company. There's one for Acapello. You also have... No, that's it. And then you have Orpheus. So there isn't actually a driver for Eloquence at the moment, unless people are using the SAPI 4 or SAPI 5 driver. I'm not sure how that works, actually. So perhaps it's something that we could look in the future to actually building a driver for that particular synthesizer.
And the DeckTalk support, is that for software DeckTalk Access 32, or would one need an external hardware DeckTalk synthesizer?
Okay, so that'll be the DeckTalk CE synthesizer.
Okay, and people would have to buy that separately, presumably.
Yes, they could. Yes, indeed.
Okay, Zuhair, how long have you been using Pocket HAL, and tell us a little bit about your experience with it on a day-to-day basis. Are there things that, you know, when Windows screen readers first came along, we had to get used to the idea that Windows screen readers, every once in a while, you'd have to refresh the screen, or every once in a while, you might need to restart the screen reader, and heaven forbid, every once in a while, you might even need to restart the PC. So clearly, this is the first incarnation of Pocket HAL. Tell us about the overall user experience, and you know, how responsive is it, how stable is it, those sorts of issues.
Yeah, just like any new transition into a new environment, it requires a little bit of getting used to, because even though the differences that exist, at least from the point of view of a user with a screen reader, because actually for the sighted it's a whole different experience for the sighted person, but for someone that's using a screen reader and who's used to navigating the operating system and using programs via the keyboard, it's much of the same, but there are some subtleties, and those subtleties, minor as they may be, add up a little bit. So the first thing you're going to run into, obviously, is the transition. Now, as far as the environment itself, you will find that, just thinking from my own experience, you will not, at least my experience has been, need to restart the device as often. It's fairly stable as such, but it's not, you know, foolproof either. So you do get into situations where something would quit working, and your choice is to reset. Now, when you do reset, most of the time it's a soft reset, so that actually doesn't require you to do anything.
Right,
so,
and it's important to emphasize that that's as much to do with the platform as it is the screen reader.
It's I would say, you know, a great deal of the time, more often than not, it has to do with the platform, because I hear the same complaints from sighted colleagues as well. So, you know, and they're not using a screen reader. The mode, I like to say that what I found out is, okay, we think that I have a laptop, so I'm going to sit down and write up a whole big article on there. Well, you can do that, but that's not really what the PC platform is designed for. It really mainly is designed for someone who wants to just check email, stay in touch, get into a Wi-Fi hotspot, you know, look at what their calendar does. If you start getting into the heavier tasks of editing large documents and manipulating, you know, large quantities of data, it is doable. It's definitely doable. And the screen reader, you know, that's the thing that I really find fascinating about it, will be there with you. But the operating system itself is not, the mode of thinking behind it is not for doing that kind of thing. So that's something that will take a little bit of getting used to. It's not, in my own personal opinion, it's not really an alternative to the PC. It's a complement to the PC, so to speak.
So do you get a sense of how resource hungry or otherwise the screen reader software is, and how responsive? I mean, you know, when you hit a button, do things happen right away, or do you have to wait a second? How does that play out?
It's, as far as responsiveness, I would say it basically falls within the ballpark of what we're used to within the Windows screen reader platform. Some of it, I found out, depends on the synthesizer that's being used. So if you're using a synthesizer that's less synthetic, that's more natural, it will obviously require much more resources to operate than, say, just a strictly synthetic synthesizer, which is a point important, which is very important to make for those, you know, who are considering that. Yes, you might get a better sounding synthesizer, but and that's actually true with the PC as well.
That's right, yeah. I think Orpheus is notable, certainly in its synthetic mode, for being very responsive and having a very small memory footprint and not hogging a lot of resources at all.
It is, and that's definitely an advantage. I mean, when you consider that these little devices don't really have that many resources to offer in the first place, so you want to be very conservative. It's like going back to the old days of programming when memory really was a concern. I mean, you don't notice these issues on the PC anymore because memory is so cheap and there's so much of it, but it still very much exists on the PC just as well as it does on the Pocket platform.
What would you say, or either of you really, what is the most compelling reason for somebody to dip their toe into the PDA waters?
I think if you're looking for a mobile solution that complements your PC at home, the PDA is an ideal accompaniment. You're looking at mainstream prices and a mainstream size. The keyboard alone is only 5.3 ounces, and the PD is not significantly more heavy. This is a pocket solution, not a rucksack solution. It really does mean that people can look exactly the same as their colleagues, their peers. You don't look visually impaired, I feel. It's a cool device, and you've paid significantly less for it than some other solutions.
The other thing that I find a good reason for somebody to dive into that is you can, not only can you, you're saving money if you buy hardware that's new from the market, but look at the possibilities. You could go on eBay, and you could find yourself a used piece of hardware that is working, and you could use that as well. So that translates into even more savings. The other reason you'd want to do that is this is really going to be the foundation for many things to come. I think that the buzzword, as I'm sure all of us here in the industry, is mobile and wireless. And so that's kind of your window in there. And I think we can only expect more things to come. We're already witnessing the you know, introduction of various technologies that depend on these types of devices. And so it will really get you equipped for the future, in my opinion, to be introduced and familiarized with this platform.
Let's talk about how one gets hold of it. And are there any breaks for existing Dolphin customers?
The price actually for the software is $695. We do have an introductory offer which actually knocks $100 off that, so it's $595. If you're an existing Dolphin customer, that would be $525. That's not an introductory price. That's a standard price that we're doing. So $595 for somebody who's not previously a Dolphin customer, $525 for somebody who is.
We discussed earlier the option of purchasing a PDA with Pocket HAL already installed. And so could you talk us through any packages that you guys have available?
Yes, okay. Here in the UK, we're offering some packages, which include, we like the Pocket Lux from Fujitsu, which is the 720 device, and we're including keyboards, an additional SD card, that's the little flash memory card that goes in there, additional battery that comes with it. So those packs will be available on the web. You can go and have a look at them and cost those up. Same price as I think you'd pay in most Radio Shack or a similar store for the device itself. What we're doing is including the loading of the software actually onto the device. Many of our dealers will be doing the same. So look to your dealer. You'll find that there's some packages available there for people.
You know, dealers have a large range of possibilities of making various types of combinations, and you're sure to find something in your area or with your Dolphin dealer that you will find attractive.
Okay, now there are bound to be people listening to this who perhaps their curiosity is aroused, at least. They're not necessarily to the point of picking up the phone and placing their order, but they are curious and do want to learn more. Can people get their hands on a PDA with Pocket HAL to take a look at? And can people download the demo version and try it on a friend's PDA? What options are there for people you know, who are wanting to learn more?
Yes, you can download a 30-day demonstration version. It's the full version from Thursday from the Dolphin webpage. It works as the full version. Well, there's nothing changed on it. As I mentioned, time will run out after 30 days. It works particularly well, I think, on the device as a standalone. If you're just using the device itself, you can use the keyboards on the front of the PDA to make sure that you can use it as an output-only device. Works really well. If you want input, then you collect up a Bluetooth keyboard. So don't worry if you haven't got a keyboard to start with. You'll find with Control, Shift, Tab and Back, you can get around nearly everything on the PDA already.
Right, so you really only need a keyboard if you're wanting text input.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Was there anything else, Zuhair, that you wanted to raise, that you wanted to mention that perhaps I hadn't asked you about in respect of Pocket HAL?
Not at all, but I think I just want to add one final thought to the listeners, and that is, I am sure that there will be some who are awfully curious to try it out now, and some who are sitting on the fence, you know, not sure what to expect. And I think that the experience of being able to use a mobile device and being able to discover how easy it is and how enriching it is, especially if you are a mobile user, I think is worthwhile. So I would encourage everyone to get their hand on a PDA, download the demo, and give it a try. You will be surprised, and I think you will wonder after a little while how you got on without it.
Was there anything else, Steve, that you wanted to add at this point?
For people that aren't familiar with the Dolphin keyboard set, we have actually stuck perhaps a more familiar keyboard set into the screen reader, Pocket HAL. You would just need to pop into configuration keyboard and select perhaps one which you're more familiar with. It uses the caps lock as the modifier key instead of perhaps insert, which is a more popular one. And then you'll find that you'll be able to use the keyboard set that you're maybe more familiar with there to find out the word, the line, paragraph, that type of thing.
Like your desktop equivalent, people can reconfigure their hotkeys.
Yes, indeed.
Okay, so there are definitely options that people don't have to panic too much about having to learn lots of new hotkeys, because there may well be presets there that feel familiar.
Yes, indeed.
Okay. So, gentlemen, thanks very much for your time. Sincerely appreciate it. So Thursday's the big day, Steve, and I guess people wanting to, you know, get a hands-on demo should try to come along to some of the trade shows, I guess. Are Dolphin going to be exhibiting anytime soon?
Yes, we have a number of trade shows here in the UK, and of course we'll be at the American trade shows, including the ones in Florida, at CSUN later in the year. And then, of course, our dealers will be doing lots of demonstrations in the meantime. By all means, give them a ring. I'm sure they'll be more than willing to talk people through it, tell the pluses and the pros, and just make sure people can choose their own mind, what they like is their hardware, what other hardware they actually like to go with Pocket HAL, which braille display, which keyboard. We're trying to give people the choice here.
In addition to the range of keyboards that are available, do you have a list of supported braille display devices?
Yes, there's two braille display devices at the moment. Both are Bluetooth. Again, you can have either the Handytech Braillino, or if you prefer, the Humanware Brailliant, which I believe is also sometimes called the Balm Supervario. I think it's the same model. So either of those can be used, and of course both of those models, you have the option to use them on your PC if you're not using them on your PDA.
Well, people like that Brailliant, so they'll be pleased about that, I would imagine.
Indeed. I very like it myself. It's a nice display.
So, okay, well, thanks very much, both. Just to reiterate, the message from Dolphin this week is Pocket HAL is ready to go. There is a 30-day trial version which you can download. Users should check compatibility. There's a hardware compatibility list which will be available on the Dolphin website if it isn't already. It's a new avenue for the blind community. I'm aware that there is another company out there, but this really is a move by one of what I term the big three in the screen reader stakes to enter the pocket PC arena. Congratulations, Steve, and to Dolphin and all the guys there who've worked very hard on this, and hopefully in a future week we'll be able to perhaps run a more hands-on type demo on Main Menu to give people a real flavour for how that works. See, the voiceover IP isn't lending itself particularly well to the synthesizers today, but maybe we can find a way to record something perhaps later in the year or early next year even.
Excellent, that'd be great.
Yeah, people wanting to get in touch. Do you want to just remind people finally of the contact details and where people can find you online and that sort of thing?
Sure. You can find us here in the U.S. at www.dolphinusa.com, and that's our website. And you can contact us at 650 area code 348-7401 for any information. You can email us to info@dolphinusa.com, and you can write to us by snail mail if you wish to 60 East 3rd Avenue, Suite 301. That's San Mateo, California, 94401.
And can you just give the telephone number one more time, just in case people didn't catch that?
It's area code 650-348-7401.
Okay. And you guys in the Pacific or Eastern time zone?
The Pacific time zone.
All right. Okay, Zuhair Mahd in the US and Steve Bennett in Europe, both with Dolphin, who this week announcing the launch of Pocket HAL. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
That's all from Main Menu for this week. On behalf of all the Main Menu team, thanks very much for listening. Don't forget, of course, Main Menu, it's your technology show, and we would certainly welcome your input. You can, of course, record items for Main Menu and upload them via anonymous FTP to the incoming ACB radio directory at ftp.acbradio.org. That's ftp.acbradio.org, and then go to the incoming ACB radio directory, and you can upload there. And if you'd like to contact us, you can drop us a line to mainmenu@acbradio.org. That's mainmenu@acbradio.org. On behalf of all the Main Menu team, safe computing, and until next time, this is Dave Williams saying bye for now.